For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Authorities say the man who stole an empty Horizon Air plane from SeaTac International Airport in Seattle was a 3.5-year Horizon employee, and he had clearance to be among aircraft. The 76-seat twin-engine plane was stolen around 8 p.m., then piloted by Richard Russell. An air traffic controller tried to talk him down.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
I don't want to hear no one.
About an hour after it was stolen, the saga ended in a fiery crash. Russell, who sounded suicidal, didn't have a pilot's license. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Police have blocked off streets and mobilized hundreds of officers for the anniversary of a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, alarming some activists who plan to rally against the hatred that shocked the nation. Far-right groups have also planned to rally tomorrow near the White House. U.S. Park Police Chief Robert McLean says his people are ready.
So in events like this that we predict there could be conflicts or potential violence, we take that extra precaution.
In California, the Holy Fire has grown to cover nearly 34 square miles. Cal Fire's Tom Porter says the Orange County fire that doubled in size between Friday and Saturday is now 29% contained.
We've been seeing this kind of increase in size and damaging large wildfires in California for about the last 15 years.
51-year-old Forrest Clark is suspected of starting the blaze. He's being held on $1 million bail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For the 30th year, football fans who also love video games have something new to play with. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Madden NFL 19 became available Friday morning. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown on the cover of the hit football video game that's available for Xbox One, PS4, and for PC. It's the first time since Madden 08 that the franchise is returning to PC in an effort to expand its appeal. The Real Player motion technology allows players to immerse themselves on the football field and play as actual NFLers. Video game players able to take a team they build from preseason all the way to the Super Bowl. The Madden NFL franchise is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury hands out an amazing settlement for a former groundskeeper. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
A huge payday for a former school groundskeeper who claims his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by his repeated exposure to Monsanto's Roundup probe. He was awarded over $250 million by a jury in San Francisco. Monsanto's attorney, George Lombardi, says it's the most widely used herbicide in the world.
The verdict, it doesn't change the overwhelming scientific evidence and the 40 years of safe use.
Monsanto is facing thousands of similar lawsuits. This was the first to go to trial. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.